This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
You know what would make me party like it's 1999 heading into this weekend?
If it were 1999?
Well, that's one thing. But if we were hanging out in Santa Monica with all the folks protesting, vigiling, whatever it is on SB 277 right now in California. So shout out to all our listeners out there. I know you're busy, but we're with you in spirit.
In Santa Monica, huh?
Yeah, that's where they are.
Okay.
SB 277, okay. Captain Morgan is here keeping us in check. It is Freshman Friday. Am I correct on that?
Yes, that is correct. Ahoy, friends.
Ahoy, mateys. Now, we are also heading into the Independence Day weekend. We have a spectacular series of interviews scheduled as well. And, you know, of course, independence, freedom, California is dealing with the loss of it big time. We've got the Michael Badnarik seminar we've delayed until August the 13th, so I have more time to promote it locally. I know it's going out internationally, but we got to get some folks in Central Florida plugged in a little bit more. And we'll be getting the event bright details out to you soon. And, again, my favorite holiday is Independence Day, although it's also a sad holiday because so few people understand independence and health freedom.
True. It's one of my favorite holidays, too, but it always makes my husband a little sad and reflective. So I'm looking forward to celebrating it this year, though, and it's cool since we've met you guys and some of the awesome guests on the show and people like Michael that are doing this class, because there's a lot of people that are out there fighting for our freedom still, even to this day.
Yeah, while Obama fights for vaccines for Zika, the virus caught doing basically nothing. We can kind of reestablish some level of health freedom and healing liberty to this land and for those around the world that listen and appreciate it like we do.
Now, you talk a lot about health freedom, and I know that we cover quite a few articles in the news that kind of cross over between the health world and politics. But for the new listeners, for us freshmen in the audience, can you explain a little bit what you mean when you talk about health freedom and why that's such a big deal to you?
Well, I'm going to defer for a moment to Super Don, because you remember when we first connected and you heard this guy talking about health freedom. It's like, what the heck is that? And you know all the times you were struggling within some of the networks we've been on. They're like, nobody understood what we were really doing. So maybe Morgan's onto something. We got to go to basics.
Well, yeah. And what I learned, that, you know, just being this dude that was just getting into radio and, you know, listening to what you had to say and figuring out what sense it made, I didn't really realize, and I think a lot of people don't understand, that the reason why politics and health are so intertwined with each other, okay, because the thing is that you have different ways that you want to eat. You have different supplements you want to take. You want to try different things, you know, as far as your health is concerned. And the government is so involved in so many aspects of your ability to be able to choose what kind of food you want to put in your mouth, what kind of milk you want to drink, whether you want to get vaccines or not, whether you want to, you know, take alternatives to surgery or radiation or something like that. A lot of people just kind of just take it for granted. This is what the doctor says. This is what I'm supposed to do. But there is a concerted effort in government to try and silence and squash anybody out there that speaks outside of those parameters, that color tries to color outside of the lines of the big government color book that they've given to people. And it fascinated me because I've always been this guy who just, I hate big bullies that try and squash people. I hate, you know, I like to champion the underdog, okay? And what I learned from you, Robert, was that there was just left and right, everywhere you looked, there were people telling you, you can't eat this, you can't say this, you can't think this. And so really, health freedom is the ability to be able to make those decisions for yourself and not have government or big business or corporations telling you that you can't.
Yeah, RSV don't play that game, right? And Super Don, you never liked people telling you what to do.
No, screw that.
Yeah. No,
you know, as long as I'm not hurting somebody else, just let me do what I want to do.
Right, right. And you know, the thing is, the wake up and Captain Morgan, it's a good question, because until people really find themselves in a situation of a health crisis and they wake up and realize that the medical establishment, the government sanctioned religion, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism doesn't have all the answers or maybe even any in their particular case. And then they say, well, let me find out somewhere else to go, something else to do. And then you find out you have to go underground to find it. And that the people are kind of, shh, don't tell anybody what I'm doing, because if the government found out, you know, it's like, what? In America, the government wants to tell you what you can and can't do about your own body, your own health, your own life. And like at that point, you're like, wait a second, I had no idea. I thought we were a free country. And then you wake up in California one day, or California with, I don't know, a K on it. And you got this USSR mentality. Government says what you can do, and that's it. And it seems to be so anti-American, yet the irony, of course, is that the Democrats, the leftists, who on one level their PR agencies say, well, they're the ones for freedom, right? Social justice. And yet, where's the freedom and social justice for families in California right now who want organic food, non-GMO food, and who want to raise their kids on homeopathy and also send them to school, even private school? You know, that's an affront to freedom if there ever was one. And so we all defend, whether you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or none of the above, your freedom to choose these things. And health freedom is the freedom to choose whatever path you desire, as long as it hurts nobody else. And, you know, you tell the feds and the state to pound sand. It's your body, it's your life, it's your family.
So do you think that there should be any government regulation or oversight when it comes to licensing doctors or the safety of medications, or should it all be self-regulated or regulated within the industry?
Well, I know your question comes from the right place, but when people ask that, they neglect to acknowledge the fact that the way it's regulated in today's governmental environment on the federal and state level, modern medicine, drugs, etc., are either the third, second, or first leading cause of death. Now, you tell me, if that's the most heavily regulated industry, which it is, and it's the third, second, or first leading cause of death, how more regulation is going to make it better, right? If the people understood that the FDA is a phony, I would spell phony with an F in this case, phony drug administration, the fear and death administration we've often called them, then you'd realize that deregulating it would not result in more deaths. In fact, it would result in a caveat emptor scenario, an appropriate one, where you are aware and bewaring. I just made that up. But you're aware of you have to be very cautious how you proceed with these medicines, because they aren't necessarily safe. And the illusion is, if it's been approved by the FDA, it's safe, because we have this blind faith, even though that's an un-American thing, and I'll say it that way, blind faith in government agencies to protect us, like FDA, like CDC, like the EPA. And if you didn't have that, then you would walk more carefully. You go, you know, wait a second. If I, like, for instance, if insurance was car insurance was self-regulating, you realize that you were totally liable and responsible for every penny of injury or damage you caused, versus having an insurance company that, you know, can cover you to the tune of $1 million, and you're like, I'm casually going on the road, and if I wreck, subconsciously you're like, hey, no big deal, I got this third party payer. But if you realize you'll lose everything if you wreck, how much more cautious would you be behind that car? And if, you know, for instance, the government and the mandating vaccines, state and federal, if you realize that these companies would be sued for every injury and death, they would make safer vaccines, or they would recognize, as I believe, that there's no way to inject toxic poison into the body safely, and we would be moving toward homeoprophylaxis. But then it would be a market-driven issue because people would go, I ain't injecting that. What else is there? Oh, homeoprophylaxis? Well, that sounds interesting. I don't know much about it. Can it hurt me? No, it can't. Let's try it. And then you find out it works. So that to me, again, leaving it open for the freedom to choose and not having this artificial construct of protection from government, which never happens. I'm from the government. I'm here to protect you. Run. Hide your money. Hide your children.
That certainly gives us a lot to think about. I think that one of the things I've learned since coming on the show is that a lot of those government agencies that are supposed to be regulating things are not doing any type of independent testing on their own. They're just relying on the testing and the studies that are submitted to them by pharmaceutical companies or the food agencies.
Biotech companies, yeah, exactly. And so you realize right. conflicts of interest. I mean, they would be up in arms if a vitamin company or a supplement company conducted its own study that proved it could reverse cancer. Of course, the FDA would never allow that, even if they did prove it independently, because it goes against their protection racket. They have been captured by the pharmaceutical industry and the medical monopoly and church that it is. So, indeed, it would never accept it for a supplement company. So why do they accept it for a drug company or a biotech GMO company? Again, conflicts of interest, contradictions, what would we call it? So many things. So we got a Constitution class coming up, and this is one of the reasons why we do this, why we have Michael Bednarik coming up. And I want you to participate. I want you to plan. We've given you extra time now. We realize the July 4th holiday came up on us way too quickly. And we want to give you time to come August 13th and 14th. Constitution class, Michael Bednarik. It's on the special events page at robertscottbell.com. And thanks to Captain Morgan putting it out right in the notes embedded as well with all the other upcoming events. And those who want to
Will it help me get out of a traffic ticket?
You know, it's an interesting question, and Michael Bednarik says he can talk about that, too. I don't want to make it so focused on something like, because a lot of people get caught up in that, but principally it's much deeper than that. But once you understand the principles and activate them, then there'll be a lot of issues in terms of travel versus driving. You're going to learn some things you won't hear anywhere else.
Very cool. I'm really excited about it.
Cool. So check it out. And with that, we're going to take a break. The Doc and Detox is up. Superdoll, I'll give you a little break. You don't have to join in because we're going to talk about bowel movements. And then Liam Sheff, we're going to talk about energy and how it translates into the forms of government. This is fascinating historical. And then the healing revolution with Dr. Frank King after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's up, Doc?
It's Detoxia Friday. He's the Doc of Detox. Detoxia Friday with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Detoxia Friday starts once again with Dr. Daryl Wolf, and I miss him already. We had such a great time hanging out together at the IAC conference last week in St. Pete, Florida. I mean, just the things you did on stage just had people, some of their jaws had dropped to the floor, some were laughing hysterically, but everybody was inspired and empowered and challenged to do great things.
Well, that's because that whole crowd inspired me, you know, because they are an inspiration. I mean, these guys are colon therapists. You know, a lot of people would say, what, you do colonics? Who would want to do that? Well, let me tell you something. You know, people with a higher mission would want to do that, because what they're doing is they're protecting the holy grail of everybody's body. So I think that's one heck of a mission.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, again, these are, for the most part, loving and open people. They get it. They really see what's critically important for folks. And, you know, they go where most men and women fear to tread, right? If you think about that, there's a courageous, or I don't know, bravery. What is the aspect of that when you are able to tackle the garbage and say, you know what, we're gonna remove this obstacle for you so that you can truly begin your recovery process?
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of people that will go into the depth of the bowels, is there?
Well, the thing is, you know, you and I said this, I think, last week on the air sometime, because one of the things that you know, the first things you ask the audience, how many of you had a really good bowel movement this morning? And they're like, I was just imagining if you were in a group of like medical doctors that are just, their lights are not turned on, they'd be looking around at each other going, who allowed this guy to get on stage? But, you know, most of the room proudly waved their hands and said, yep, we did, I did. You know, it was just such an awesome and refreshing thing, because I've said this about finding a doctor if you want to know if your doctor is at least a little bit turned on, his or her light is on, you ask them that question. How often do you have a bowel movement? And if they, you know, recoil at the question, you want to find another doctor.
And you know what? The other thing, too, is guess what? You want to have a parent that is open enough that's going to ask the children every day, how was your bowel movement today? What did it look like? How hard was it to have a bowel movement? Did it hurt you? Okay, because guess what? Those are the first things that are showing you where you're heading, down the wrong path. You know, the thing is that if parents were more open with a lot of things, you know, they think that they're actually protecting their children. But, you know, we don't really protect them when we try to hide them away.
Yeah.
And, we need to talk about our kids, about their bowel movements. Because I'll tell you something. You do know that the worst part of the population with bowel problems is actually young children.
Dude, I know it firsthand, Daryl. This is the thing. I don't like to remember it because it was so painful. I mean, you would talk about painful memories. I would double over in pain. I was so afraid of bowel movements because of the pain it associated. And as I said, I've been open and talking about this. I was hospitalized with severe constipation as a child, just to let you know how bad my intestinal tract was from almost the get-go because of what doctors told my parents about what they should be feeding me. No breast milk, do the powdered stuff. Here's an antibiotic, here's another one. And they just destroyed my bowels. And I had, you know, my whole life trying to reestablish healthy function.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you were like me, guess what I did? I even had colitis to the point that I had blood coming out. And because my parents weren't getting along when I was younger, mm-hmm. I didn't want to bring them any more trouble because I already felt responsible for their relationship being on the rocks because I felt like I was in trouble all the time. So I would double up over too, and I would see blood in the toilet. I never told them about it. And I never got this fixed until after my grandfather died of bowel cancer, and I was 21 years old when that happened, and then that's when I hitchhiked to Gary, Indiana to study to be a colon therapist. Up until that point, I still had blood in my stool for like 8-9 years that I could remember, and before then, even as a child, I would double over just like you. But we didn't want to tell our parents because guess why? Because we could already see the suffering that our parents were in physically, emotionally, spiritually, and we just didn't want to bring anything else to them because we wanted to bring love.
Well, and partly it was all we knew, you know, to have that pain, even though at least my parents knew it wasn't quote unquote normal in a sense, that because it was so obvious I was in pain, that we tried to fix it. But of course, modern medicine was our only outlet. There, we didn't have an option. We didn't know of homeopathy. We didn't know of energy healing at the time. There's so many things that we were shut down to because as a standard American, if you can call us that at the time, we pretty much put our lives in the hands of these doctors. And they ran a church of pharmaceutical mysticism on us. So we're going to take a break here talking with a doc of detox. I think this is a great discussion following off of IAC. Intestinal health, talk to your kids, see how they're doing, and we'll talk about ways to remedy the problem before they get to 21 to 24 like Daryl was, like I was, before we started correcting it. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Remember, you can learn more about the Doc of Detox at docofdetox.com. Linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. His book, Healthy to 100. You definitely want to get a hold of that and share it with folks because it's bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. Dr. Daryl Wolf, I didn't realize how much we had in common, you know, as far as you're better looking than I am. Okay, I'll grant you that. But, man, oh, man, our background, our childhood, the pain that we suffered, and we're not, you know, having a pity party here talking about it. I mean, we learned the hard way, no pun intended about stools, how we suffered and how to overcome it as well. That's why I love what we're doing now because we're helping others to do the same and better.
Well, you know, they say that you really learn your greatest lessons through suffering. I just want to know how much I have to do here, okay?
Yeah.
You know, the biggest problem that we have here, though, Robert, is what we call average, what we call normal, mm-hmm. and what a person might call average or normal. You know, like even talking to a person who's saying, I will never ask one of my patients, do you have a good diet? Because they really don't realize, do they have a good diet? I'll never ask them, do you have a good bowel movement? How many people do you poop with? You know?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way.
No, you got to dig deeper. You know, that's why, you know, we have to really be open about it. I got to know the color. I got to know if it floats. I got to know how long it took to come out. I got to know if it even wanted to come out. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's lots of things that we need to find out.
Well, and the thing is, there are stories about this out of ancient China, you know, thousands of years Chinese medicine, where they talk, and you know, with the emperor, they had special doctors that would analyze the stool of the emperor to see if the emperor was well as a child, as an adult. Didn't matter. So the concepts of recognition of the health of the whole body relative to the GI tract and what comes out is very well known. It's not new. It's ancient, in fact. It's only that modern medicine says, don't pay any attention to it. Here's a drug, here's another drug, and here's another drug.
Well, you can actually track your health in your poop, you know, because depending on the type of bacteria, depending on how much good bacteria, bad bacteria, and depending what the bacteria is like, or depending how much of candida fungus is in it, or parasites, or whatever the nature may be, you'll be able to track your health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out of your poop. And, you know, that's the other thing that I tell people is you know, people say to me, like, I was talking to a lady at IACT, and she's a colon therapist, and even though she's a colon therapist, she says to me, she goes, I do a parasite cleanse every second month. And I told her, I said, you know that's insanity, right? I said that parasites can only live in a low vibrational environment. So you need to take a look at how happy or how joyous your life is, because, you know, just smiling will cause a parasite to want to pack up and leave. You know, so I wasn't trying to do an analysis on her, but you know, they're low vibrational things. And I told her, you need to take a look at your water, need to take a look at your food. You know, a high vibrational being cannot house parasites. It's physically, feasibly impossible.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And when you brought up earlier, talking about, are you on a good diet? Do you have a good diet? Definitions are everything, because people assume, oh, yeah, I have a good diet. And then you begin to ask them what they're eating, and you're like, wait a second, what definition of good do you have? And so we really need to come to that point of understanding what it is. So I'll ask specifics about what you're eating. Is it organic? Is it clean? You know, is it all of those details? How often do you go out to eat? What kind of restaurant is it? Tell me, you know, all of those things. Now, I remember, again, growing up on a standard American diet in the 60s and the 70s as a kid, and I had so much pain that the bowel moves. I think the reason I ended up in the hospital, Daryl, quite honestly, is my mind over matter. I didn't want to poop because it hurt too bad, and I probably just shut it down consciously. And they said, "Oh my God, this kid, it's dangerous at this point. We got to get him in and evacuate the colon." That's where I was introduced to enemas. Even though my dad worked for the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company, I knew what they were, but I didn't want to have anything to do with them.
Well, there's something for you right there. You know, I have been called in where a baby's only been 3 months old and not pooing, mm-hmm. and then showing the parents how to use an ear syringe and actually do a little baby enema and do a little massage, and boom, it's all over. And meanwhile, the child is going through like days or weeks of just the most terrible pain. And then once you get the cork out of the wine bottle, mm-hmm. and then they understand what they weren't doing right or what they should do, then they're on a roll. And here's the other thing that I'd like to mention is this. How many times, I mean, oh my gosh, Robert, it's mm-hmm. amazing. I'll talk to somebody and I'll go, so, and their job does not allow them to go to the washroom, or they don't allow themselves because they just want to prove that they're really a good worker, that they will go to the point of not pooing or not peeing. And by not peeing, they're not drinking any water. So they're not drinking any water, and they're in these Wi-Fi offices. And even if they have to poo, they know how to shut that sucker down.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is getting backed up. People have no idea, but what they've done is they're creating an actual environment that the last probably 15 to 20 years of their life will be a living hell.
Yeah, it's a conscious backup. In other words, we're consciously, again, this was an interesting revelation in my own mind as we're talking about this, how I was remembering that I'm literally consciously shutting down my excretory function because of the pain. Now, you're saying it for convenience because many Western workers don't want to be seen as having to go to the bathroom, for instance. And
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'll let you finish this. But how many women will not go to the washroom in a public place? And that means if they're traveling on a trip or on the road, I mean, they'll hold it for days.
Yeah, and it's obviously, if you understand the reason why we have excretory function, shutting that down is not a good plan. It's one thing to have it happen to you inadvertently. You didn't know what happened, but you're consciously making the decision not to do it. I mean, how much more self-sabotage can we do?
Unconsciously, a lot. You know, it's, you know, the person who's doing this, because the medical system puts no emphasis on detoxification, so why should it be important? I went to my doctor and told him I only poo once every 5 days, and what he said to me was, for you, that's normal. Well, absolutely, it is normal because she's been doing it all her life, but normal the doctor who doesn't understand a good poop.
Yeah, or maybe going once every 10 days, so they think, oh, you're doing great, right? I've said that for many years. This is a great discussion. I know for some, it's like, you guys are talking really basic stuff. I was like, dude, the basics are the critical starting point for everything, which is, again, why I enjoyed so much interacting with the IACT folks and how I would love to encourage everybody, if you haven't reached out, to find somebody that can help you there to see how it can transform your life and health, and how you can litmus test your state of health by the bowel habits that you have, the excretory habits that you have. Again, we mentioned sometimes we talk about fear and joy and love, and there's so much fear going on. I mean, I look at every medical pronouncement in the mainstream media, news headlines. It's not based on love and consciousness and awareness. It's based on fear, and that fear will drive you into some synthetic intervention, a needle or a pill, and fear, fear, fear everywhere you look.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, first of all, I got it's kind of two-pronged here. First thing is that, you know, either you're in fear or you're in joy. There's, you know, I've said to people, you know, you're either in fear or joy. And the person says, well, you know what? I'm not really in joy, but I'm not really in fear. Well, there is no such thing as in between. And the person that says, like the person says, well, you know, I'm doing okay. Well, okay means is that you don't like your life, but you don't know how to change it. And then the other thing is about the fear mongering that's everywhere. You have to understand that whoever's paying for the advertisement or the newspaper or the airtime is the person that's going to dictate what is going to be on there. So the media is going to be whatever the advertiser directs and what he wants for information. So, you know, it's anybody who is going to listen to the average or normal conversation from the average person is going to be only involved in herd mentality, which means it's not going in the right direction.
You're so right on this. And I just, you know, I look at the thing like Zika. I brought it up in my lecture, you know, for the colon hydrotherapist, what a scam this is. And, you know, they can't prove that Zika really does anything at all, as there's a negative correlation between microcephaly. But now they're saying even if there isn't microcephaly, it could still cause brain damage. I mean, bald-faced lies to frighten you into, you know, rolling up your sleeve to getting another shot, getting another drug, all of these things, or maybe forcefully taking birth control when you want to have children. They don't want you to have kids. We want to reduce population. These are all the fear games that they play to control you, to manipulate you. And sometimes, honestly, Doc, I get a little upset with it. And I know probably that's an imbalanced response, but it's just a human response. I just want to go in and slap some heads.
Yeah, but come on, Robert. Think about it. Aren't you just a little bit envious that these people get to work with people that have the power that they can actually lie, that will put people's lives at risk, and they will never go to jail for it? I mean, that's power.
Oh, my God. You know, I don't know if envy is the right word. I just, that people would take advantage of people that way. That upsets me, and maybe that's just that sensitive part of me. But at the same time, you know, that human welling up in the emotions of anger going, you know, why? Why would you do that? I mean, you're just causing so much suffering. But again, I know we have the choice to believe the lies. We have the choice to participate in the fear. So on another level, we're not victims of these things. At the same time, we are. It's kind of this dichotomy that exists in both places at the same time.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we're sold off by the pound, and that's that. And the other thing is that, you know, I really feel for the average person that believes in the average person that listens to the normal conversation that usually gets bantered around. And I really do feel for them. But you know what? I don't know. I don't know what to say. I really just want to get the word out there as much as I can, and those that will embrace it will embrace it. Like you saw when I did my lecture, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I said things that, you know, some people were kind of like, did he really say that?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, we were going, oh my gosh, did he really say that? I'm watching the Doc and Detox up there. And it's like you said, people need to go there. They need to be, confronted with it, but they need to see these things and really shake them, if you will, out of that unconsciousness.
Yeah, but here's the deal, okay, Robert. You know, everybody is listening to misinformation and getting mistreated. And then you might get a person who decides to listen to our show for 1 hour a week and then listen to maybe another one of your other shows for 1 hour, 2 hours that week. So they get 3 hours of more helpful, truthful,
empowering.
Take action, empowering information. And then guess what? That's 3 hours out of 7 days. So what we have to do is, so understand anybody listening to us right now, that when we do a little bit of shock and awe, you know, we're not trying to shock and awe you, that we're trying to get you to buy something.
No, no, Dr. Daryl Wolf, we got to take a break. We're trying to balance out the other 99% of the media messages coming through with the little time we get. All right, stick around. We're going to do that one more segment. The Doc and Detox is on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember docofdetox.com for all the wonderful products that support our efforts in raising consciousness, getting you healthy. Also, for those that want to go further and get the training that transforms your life and can help others, ITIOH.com, International Training Institute of Health, ITIOH.com. We're talking about the shock and awe and the minutes we might have together versus the hours and days that the rest of the media might take up in somebody's life. And, you know, it's right. You've got to break through the censor, break through the blockages in a quick and in an innovative and creative way.
That's absolutely right. You know, a little bit of shock and awe, and a little bit of humor, and a whole lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? If you don't have the love, it's just destructive, right? Because you can break somebody down and then leave them there, and they're like, "Well, what just happened to me? I don't even know what happened. I don't know what to do." But you bring the love, you got the repair, you got the healing, you got the rebuild.
Yeah, that's the deal right there. And I'm going to tell you right now that everybody has habits, but we don't want habits. What we want to start is we want to start rituals, rituals of love that we do for our body and for our body, you know, and you will know when you truly start to honor, respect, and love your body, because you will go through a day of only doing loving things to yourself, and you will no longer take anything personal. And that's when you will know that you have risen to your God-given right, and that is to live a joyous, beautiful life.
You know, when your bowel movements become a spiritual experience, you'll know that you've arrived.
Yes, you will. That's it. Flush the pounds, lighten the load, and fly.
Yeah. Now, what kind of upcoming events? Because, folks, if you didn't attend the IAC conference and see Daryl in person, you're missing something special. You got to find out where he's going to be or go up to Vancouver and see him. He's got limited availability, but really great opportunities for training on site. You know, you've got the individual therapy, the couples group stuff. There's so much that you offer. It's hard to keep up with it all.
Well, you know, we do five different trainings. We do couples trainings, one-on-one trainings. We do the seven-day deep tissue training. We also do the whole life coaching where we teach about the nutritional and the emotional side of a person's life and how to actually consult your patients or actually help to guide your family with that. And we also do we also do business trainings where we actually go into a business, because if you've got healthy, happy people, then you've got one heck of a business. And then the other thing we do is we actually travel and do what we call the Supercharge Your Life, which is a two-day hands-on and nutritional and fitness and how to detoxify properly type of situation. And then we also have here that people can come and stay at our condo, which is has a beautiful lake view. But the biggest thing is for us is training always before treatment. And I always want to make sure that my patients stop coming to me, because once they stop coming to me, they're not coming because they went somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They stop coming to me because they become their own practitioner.
You know, that was a consistent message of yours in your lecture, and I echoed that in mine. That, you know, for those that think in terms of poverty, and I don't just mean in money, I mean in just a consciousness of poverty, you think, oh my gosh, if I train this person to be able to do what I do or more, they'll never come back, I'll lose them as a customer, and then I'll be hungry. It's like, no, if you teach somebody to heal themselves and they get well, you will have such word of mouth, you'll have to be, you know, guarding the door just to maintain a semblance of order coming in, because you'll have a tough time keeping up with everybody.
If I can put it like this, Robert, you will become such a beacon of light that people will be attracted to you from all around the globe. And if you're not a practitioner, then your friends and your family will see the light in you, and then they'll want it.
Yeah, they'll want to know how you got it, and that's where you'll have so many people coming to see you for help, and you'll genuinely be empowering them, which is uplifting, and it's exciting, and it brings you, as it does me, into a state of joy, as we talked about. Real quick, we're almost out of time, but what's the upcoming webinar or you know, online teleconference?
Well, the next teleconference is on July the 5th, and it's all about the skin that we live in. And I'm giving all the different techniques, having beautiful skin to skin cancer. Mm-hmm. And all they have to do is just call us at 855-900-4544, or they just have to email us at empowerhour@docofdetox.com. And just to let everybody know that that's the last teleconference of the summer. And in September, we're opening up the Healthy to 100 Club. And we have made a mission to make this the most empowering take action club in the world. And we're going to make it into a community where everybody shares and we all help each other grow.
Beautiful. Well, Doc, you're doing it and doing it well. It's always a joy to be with you. And I appreciate this. And I hope you all appreciate him as much as I do. Remember, docofdetox.com, ITIOH.com as well. In the meantime, remember this. It's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.